are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last.
Welcome, this is Dr. Todd Royce with KCNR 1460 with Positively Healthy. Special thanks goes out to Dr. Trudy Pratt, a wonderful personal friend, a longtime chiropractor in Reading and natural health practitioner. She's terrific, and she's graciously invited me to share in her show, and I'm very thankful for that. A little bit about me. Again, my name is Dr. Todd Royce. I'm a chiropractor. I practice in downtown Reading for about the last 14 years. We're in our third office serving this absolutely wonderful community. My wife and I moved here. She was raised here. I was raised in the Bay Area. And we moved here about 14 years ago to serve the community, and we're raising four boys here in Reading, and we just couldn't be happier in this community, and I couldn't be more thankful to serve what we say every day in my office, truly the most wonderful people in the world. And the reason I've decided to come and do this show, I want to help out. There are some really critical things. The title of this show is The 7 Most Dangerous Trends in Healthcare That Everyone is Facing and How to Avoid Them. As I've served thousands of people in the Reading community in my practice, I have a very busy practice and served just the best, most open, most terrific people in the world. And I've noticed that there are some critical things that we teach that so many of them seem to know. And I notice as I go out into the community, very few people know these things. And I've determined that there are really 7 very dangerous trends in our system that I really want to help people to avoid and to learn about how to get healthier and how to stay that way and to avoid these dangerous things. And there's just really scary things going on in healthcare, and really you'd better know about them if you want to be healthy and to avoid sickness. And the reality is that the way I view it, and I think we all view it this way, that God has endowed us, has designed us for amazing health. You think about it, the Bible tells us that Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eyesight was strong, and his body was strong when he died. And how many people, as you look around, you know that are really strong and healthy eyesight and healthy body at 120 years? Well, I really believe, and I'm seeing this more and more, that people are designed for that, and that we still today can do that if we follow some simple laws of the way God made our body. If you think about it, we can take pizza, we can eat pizza for lunch, and that afternoon it'll be new eyeballs. Well, I think we've forgotten that that's a pretty amazing factor. We can eat carrots and tomorrow it'll be elbow. That's an amazing reality. Your body has 70 trillion cells all coordinated to make you living, eating, sleeping, breathing, emotional, joyful, sometimes not so joyful, but always striving to be better, flesh. And we think it's wonderful, and I like to help people maximize what they can do with that. But it concerns me a great deal what I see in American health right now. And just as an example, I mentioned I have four boys. A few years ago, my two older sons and I flew out to New York City to go for a wedding for a doctor who worked for me and was raised in New Jersey. And we went to the brand new Yankee Stadium. It was the first year, and it was an amazing thing. The Yankee culture over there is something that I think everyone needs to experience. But what I noticed was there was an entire section that they had to spray and sterilize. In fact, most of the stadium, they had to spray and sterilize because they had served peanuts there. And the amazing thing was that something like up to 1% of people are violently allergic to peanuts right now. I'm not judging people allergic to peanuts, but I would say this. How many of you, raised in the United States, grew up to where people would have violent reactions to peanuts, to where literally a section, over 1,000 people have to now sit in this section where they had to sterilize and completely make it safe that there was no traces of peanuts anywhere? Now, to me, that's an amazing thing. What have we developed where all of a sudden thousands of people who would sit in a stadium are violently allergic? What is the condition of our metabolic systems, of our immune systems in our body, that we should have that problem? Or if you look at heart disease, I'll cover a little bit more in my first key, the most dangerous trend. But heart disease, killing 1 in 2 Americans right now. It's not as though God literally didn't know how to design a heart that could work and function, but something's happened to where we're not taking care of ourselves well enough. Or cancer. Cancer, most cancers are far worse today than they ever were before we declared our war on cancer. Diabetes is another thing. Where heart disease is killing so many Americans, cancers and diabetes is now on the rise. And it's interesting that medical care has actually been shown to be one of the leading killers as well. Dr. Kenneth Cooper, an MD who takes care of the health of many, many Americans, is a pioneer author. He said that this is the first generation where parents are actually outliving their kids. In other words, the kids are gonna burying their kids. It's a really sad situation to deal with. And it's time for us to take a break right now. When I come back, the first danger. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You got to make the morning
last. Too tired? Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants, 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com. Everywhere around
the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You're listening to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce. So today we're talking about the seven most dangerous trends in healthcare. And the first one we're going to get into is that we're taking too darn many medications. I don't know too many people who disagree with this except for maybe pharmaceutical companies. And let me say something about that I believe firmly as a proud American in the free enterprise system, and I am so thankful that we have that system, and I respect these companies' right to market their wares and do what they do as much as any other company, but I also think that as Americans we have a power to choose and a right to choose what's right for our families. I'm going to share a little bit from the author Randall Fitzgerald, who has talked about the 100-year lie, and I'm going to share some from that and some from my experience. He shares better living through chemistry and what that concept has done to our health of our Americans. This is a little history of the last 100 years. In 1900, cancer is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States, responsible for only 3% of all deaths. But by the end of the 20th century, it will be the cause of 20% of all deaths in the United States. In fact, breast cancer in women is very rare in 1900, but by 1960, it'll affect 1 in 20 women. By 2005, 1 in 3 women will develop breast cancer. That's 1 in 3. So look around you. If it's not your neighbor, either side of you, it's gonna be you, and I'm gonna teach you how to not do that as much as I can today. In 1911, heart attacks are almost totally unknown. Of course, you know about that today. 1929, an additive used as a preservative in vaccines, thimerosal, which many of you know is a very toxic form of mercury, is found, and the additive is still currently used in most childhood vaccines. Mercury is the most toxic non-radioactive metal known to mankind, and we're injecting it in people on a regular basis. in 1938, from this date until 1990, average human male sperm counts drop 50%. In 1950, from this date forward to 2000, the United States will rise by 55%, despite the war on cancer. In 1961, the FDA approves Ritalin. By 1975, 150,000 children are taking it. By 2005, 6 million U.S. children will be using Ritalin, 85% of the Ritalin consumption in the world. Today, that's more than doubled since 2005. In 1971, an association is found between mothers who took DES, which is diethyl sylvesterol, and a rare form of vaginal cancer. It moves on to 1980. From this date until 1992, the suicide rate will increase for teenagers by 30%. Prescription drug sales will more than triple to $200 billion a year in the U.S. up to 1980. This is particularly disturbing to me. Many of us today are affected by autism. Autism in 1981 affected one in every 2,500 children. In 1996, it was one in 300. In 2006, it went up to 1 in 166. Last year in 2010, the Centers for Disease Control says it now affects 1 in every 91 children. Now, that's not just impacting our families who have it. That's impacting us on a public health level. Economically, that is devastating to our country right now. But the parents who are victims of that with their children, the things that they go through is absolutely amazing. And I do firmly believe the science is very strong that that is connected highly to thalidomide and mercury in vaccines. In 1992, a University of Utah study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that water fluoridation weakens bones and increases the risk of hip fractures. Thank goodness Dr. Trudy Pratt and I know, as we fought water fluoridation for Reading for years before it came about, that our water is currently not fluoridated. You can rest assured in that and pleased about that. The next and last thing, in 1999, after 40 years of usage, antibiotic erythromycin is linked to serious abdominal obstructions, published in the journal The Lancet. The U.S. pharmaceutical industry employs more lobbyists than any other industry in the world, and we wonder why that is. If the drugs are doing so well and getting us so healthy, they really shouldn't need to market them, but they should just spread on their own. And many of you know that 80% of the medications on the market today will not be on the market 5 years from today, as if they follow current trends. That's either because they're too dangerous and they hurt or kill people, or because they simply don't work. So my belief is that God really didn't forget the Tylenol dispenser. He knew what he was doing when he manufactured you. He doesn't make junk and he made you. It's not that there's never a place for drugs in this world, but I would say that we're taking far, far too many drugs. It's almost become hip or cool to know, to be on drugs and to say this drug is for that and to name the name of the drug. I don't know how we've come to that, but I will suggest to you that the fewer drugs you're on, the longer you'll live and the healthier you'll be. I was just yesterday, I was in my office with a patient of mine named Heather, whose last name I won't mention, but she's been coming about 4 months. She's off three different medications. One is a digestive medication, one is a migraine medication, and the other is an antidepressant medication. I just found this out yesterday, and I got to tell you, her life is so improved because her body function is just that much improved. If the only service I provided was getting people off medications, I think we'd be saving thousands of lives every year. That's a good time to take a break. You're with us at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We'll see you in a moment.
Slow down.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Hi, this is Patrick John from Q97. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 5th at Wind River Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and frivolity all for a higher purpose, featuring a fashion show by Emery Street Designs. For table reservations, call 245-4701, or for general admission tickets, visit Any Mary's Pizza Shack, Wind River Casino, or the Windermere Reading office. Please join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 5th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, where you're listening to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce. We're talking about the seven most dangerous trends in healthcare, and the second trend is the lack of proper nutrition. Now, I know there's a ton of different information out there on what we should be eating. I'm going to try to simplify it for you. I do give extended lectures on this, but I'm going to simplify it for you. Number one is that the Centers for Disease Control says that obesity is the number one public health issue facing America today. Not just from a cost viewpoint to our taxpayers, but also from a viewpoint of, darn it, we need to get healthy and get strong. And so what should we be eating? I'm going to talk a little bit. Don't shut your ears to this. We're going to talk about hormones for a minute. What's considered the master hormone is insulin. All of us know about insulin through diabetics, and we'll talk a little bit about diabetes. But insulin is designed as a storage hormone. When we eat primarily carbohydrates, our body releases insulin to allow our body to store nutrients for later use. Now, if we either eat too many carbohydrates or if we excrete too much insulin in response to those carbohydrates, we're going to store a lot of extra in our bodies. Most of us know where I'm going with that. That's called body fat. The body, when carbohydrates go into the liver conjugates them, we call it, and it releases triglycerides. Triglycerides are an efficient form of storage that comes from carbohydrates. So an efficient form of storage is called body fat. Some of us have enough body fat to, including me, I have a little more than I usually do right now, but some of us have enough body fat to run around the world a few times without eating another thing. And that's a good design by God that our bodies can actually store. Shaped body, abdominal adiposity, he called it. High circulating blood glucose, high blood fats, which is exactly what we were just talking about. The carbohydrates become fats in the blood. So it's actually not fat intake that increases body fat or causes high cholesterol or heart disease for that matter. It's actually more simple carbohydrates that we take in. And the last number four of his deadly quartet is high blood pressure or hypertension. This is also called type 2 diabetes, which most of you know right now is radically increasing in our country. It's interesting about type 2 diabetes is that someone with type 2 diabetes ages 30% faster than a normal person. So what that means is that you and I go through a year, I've aged probably 9 months, well that's a wishful thinking maybe, I've aged probably a year, and you've aged a year plus another 4 months. So when you think about that, that adds up very quickly. Also, the inflammation caused by diabetes in our bodies leads to Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, PMS, depression, joint pain, almost any other ailment that you can think of. In fact, what some are saying is that Alzheimer's is what we call a type 3 diabetes, which means that it's your brain's inability to process all the sugar that we're taking in our body. And when I say sugar, I mean anything that's a starch becomes a sugar ultimately. So, of course, eating too much chocolate and things for the holidays or whatever you're doing can increase that sugar level, but something as simple as even too much fruit, fruit can be healthy for you, but too much fruit, too much starch like rice and potatoes and things like that, but especially grains, especially white refined grains like any white flours, those radically increase insulin in your body, and they can cause major, major problems with your health. So it's interesting because if you look at the ADA diet recommendations, the food pyramid that most of us are familiar with, they recommend 60% of our diet from grains and simple carbohydrates like that, what I would call a simple carbohydrate in any case. And I would suggest to you, and most studies are showing that that's a great way to increase your insulin, which you don't want to do. It's a great way to increase your chances of diabetes. So what I hear from this often, and we talk about the very best way to fatten up livestock, any of you out there who are farmers, we still have some farmers in Reading, you know the best way to fatten up livestock is to feed them lots of grains. And the other thing that I hear is, well, I know I'm going to be overweight because I have something that doctors call PGS. Now, many of you haven't heard of PGS, but it stands for poor genetics syndrome. It means that my parents genetically made me eat 3 donuts a day every morning for my entire life. So I don't want to tease people. And I know genetics does play a role. Or it reminds me of Larry the Cable Guy. Some of you know who he is. He talks about a sister-in-law who says she has a thyroid problem. And he says, you don't have a thyroid problem. You have a 7-Eleven problem. So people say, what do I eat, Dr. Todd? And I'll give you a simple prescription for healthy nutrition. Eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, little starch, and no sugar. So when you stick to simple foods like God made us to eat, and I do believe we should be eating meat, people are a lot stronger and healthier. I don't just mean red meat, I mean all meats. And yes, we should emphasize fish especially, in my opinion. But I think that a person should have meat with most of their meals, and a lot of vegetables to counteract what can be an increased, what we call acid load on the body. I won't get too into that, but lots of vegetables and eat at least a small amount of meat, in my opinion, at least 3 times a day. So, of course, there are better and healthier sources of meats. And allow this to be a sort of commercial for some of my favorite people in Reading is Country Organics, Bob and Mandy Edmondson. They do deliveries for organic produce and organic grass-fed meats. You can contact them at 223-5775. That's 223-5775. They also have a store off Turn Creek. I can't remember the name of the street. I should have the address right in front of me. But they have a great store where you can get lots of organic, locally grown wherever possible. And they're just wonderful people. It's a great feeling to go there. They're raising 5 beautiful children on a healthy diet and chiropractic care. So that's a good time for us to take another break. Thank you for joining us on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Positively Healthy. You're on the home of Free Fire Media.
Want to shake up state government? Elect a state senator who'll fight for us instead of caving into the liberal power brokers.
Dan Logue beat the liberals to stop $60 billion in new taxes.
He showed Jerry Brown how failed liberal policies chase jobs out of the state.
That's why Tom DelBacaro, chairman of the Republican Party, endorsed Dan. Called him the right choice to fight Sacramento's irresponsible spending.
Why Congressman Tom McClintock said, Dan Logue is one of the great forces in Sacramento. Californians could not have a more fearless or energetic defender against overreaching bureaucracy than Dan Logue.
It's why farmers count on Dan to kill Southern California schemes to steal our water.
Why the California Republican Assembly knows Dan Logue will never back down from the fight to secure our borders.
A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Rifle Association.
Shake up Sacramento.
Dan Logue for State Senate.
Jobs, not taxes.
Paid for by friends of Dan Logue for Senate 2012.
Is it a miracle appearance of the Messiah or a hoax meant to dupe the unsuspecting masses? That's the question on everyone's mind right now. A local woman claims the Savior has returned and has arrived on her refrigerator. You can judge for yourself and see if the woman is a prophet or just out for profit. The mysterious vision will appear September 15th through October 13th at Riverfront Playhouse for Messiah on the Frigid Air. Tickets are available for purchase with the Cascade Theater box office at 1733 Market Street, online at cascadetheater.org, or by phone at 243-8877.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce with Positively Healthy. And due to the handy-dandy internet machine, Bob looked up the address of Country Organics. You can see them at 915 Merchant Street, just west of the Churn Creek Post Office. So the number three, today we're talking about the seven most dangerous trends in healthcare that everyone is facing and how to avoid them. Number three is consuming what I call the deadly three. We're not going to get too into biochemistry today, but the deadly three, what I call, are hydrogenated oil, excitotoxins, and artificial sweeteners. Now, I know sometimes I take down some sacred cows in these shows, but I just want to remind you that if we look around and remember what we talked about the health trends, that the people around us are sick. And I'm a fan of Albert Einstein, who said that the significant problems we face right now can't be solved with the same level of thinking that created them. So it's going to be a pretty big step out of this box to get you and your family healthy. Some of you just have to move 10 or 15%. The last one that I'm going to share with you is going to be even the most important. But the deadly three, hydrogenated oil. Hydrogenated oil, or what we know as trans fats, are something chemically created in a lab at very, very high temperatures. They bombard otherwise semi-healthy fats with hydrogen atoms to make them more saturated. But in the process of making them very saturated, like butter or beef tallow or other fats, which on their own naturally aren't so bad for you, but when we take a fat and chemically alter it, it becomes something that our body literally cannot recognize. Now, without again getting into the biochemistry too much, hydrogenated oils will replace your normal cellular membrane fats with a more literally plasticky, harder fat. This has been connected to Alzheimer's diseases, to all sorts of neurological diseases, and certainly a weaker immune system. I just want to urge you to please get rid of all hydrogenated fats in your diet. Now, unfortunately, you go down what used to be the middle of the grocery aisle, the middle of the grocery store, with most packaged foods contained hydrogenated oils or trans fats. If you're going to eat packaged foods, which I hope you'll do a minimum of, please look for foods that don't have any hydrogenated oils or any trans fats listed. The next one is excitotoxins. There's a tremendous book that I recommend by Dr. Russell Blaylock called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And he lays out, he's an MD who lays out a very powerful case that MSG, most of you know that, it's in a lot of Asian foods, and all over a lot of our foods. It's a flavor enhancer because it literally chemically stimulates your brain into thinking that you've eaten something great and something tasty and good for you, when in reality it may not be all that great for you. Please get rid of that out of your diet. If you do go out to Asian food, which that's probably my favorite food, I live off sushi, I make sure I don't get any excitotoxins, or at least a bare minimum of that. I insist on having my food without that. As another side point on MSG, it's often disguised as the term natural flavors in foods, not in organic foods. So if you're eating foods that are certified 100% organic, they cannot put, even if they were natural flavors, it doesn't always mean MSG, but it often does. The third of the deadly three is artificial sweeteners. And these aren't in any order, because artificial sweeteners, many of us know about saccharin, that's the pink packet. NutraSweet is the blue packet, okay? And those are the two main ones that I would like to suggest that people avoid, but also sucralose is another one that's important to be avoided. But aspartame, you should know, which is also known as NutraSweet, there are other names for it, is one of the most toxic things that you can put in your body. It's been linked to all sorts of neurological disorders. The FDA was urged, before allowing NutraSweet, by many independent studies, to not allow NutraSweet to be put into our marketplace. But I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but there were a lot of powerful multi-billion dollar forces that helped that happen, which does happen on a regular basis. And I want to urge you, please, if you've got to have some sweetness, even though insulin is a very big factor and we don't want people raising their insulin too much, one packet of sugar in your coffee once in a while, not every morning or not all the time, but it isn't going to kill you. NutraSweet just might. Try to avoid that in your body. So the fourth dangerous trend that I'm seeing is the lack of proper exercise. Now, I live on some acreage just out west of town, out Placer, and I won't give you my exact address in case I'm destroying too many sacred cows here. But one of the things that we see is a lack of proper exercise, and I noticed that I do a lot of work in my yard and things like that, and it dawned on me how silly it is. If you think about, you know, the ancient Jews and other farming communities where people farmed all the time, that is some hard work. And if you're doing farming that involves labor of carrying heavy things and using picks and digging holes and things like that, that's terrific exercise. And it dawned on me that the thought of running on a treadmill or taking time out of your day to go do weightlifting and things like that, it should be silly because we used to have to work for a living and not even think about exercise. But the reality is the way most of us live, we wake up in the morning, do a 2-second stretch, if that, take a shower, sit down for breakfast, and then sit down in our car to go sit down at work. That's what most of us are doing. And I can't tell you enough that our bodies are made to work. They're made to exercise. They're made to be pushed. And if we're not exercising and not pushing our bodies on a regular basis, our bodies are getting weaker. Now, one of the things that I want to urge you to do for as far as exercising is to challenge your body to new things on a regular basis. No matter what your fitness level, go for a brisk walk where you get your heart rate up. The one thing about exercising that's super important is that you get your heart rate up enough to where it's challenging to talk to your neighbor if there's one next to you or to whomever. You got to bounce on what we call your anaerobic threshold, which I won't talk too much about today. That's another topic for another time. But you want to be able to challenge your body. And of course, I need this disclaimer. Go see your healthcare provider or make sure that your body is safe to exercise before you go embark on a new exercise program. But really, rather than thinking of coming to see me or another provider of any kind to see if you're healthy, tune into your own body. God put a wisdom inside of your heart and your brain that you can tune into your body. Don't do anything that's going to hurt you. Pick it up slowly, but do pick it up. This wonderful man that I used to take care of who unfortunately passed away, his name was Steve Roby. He used to wear this belt buckle that said, easy does it, but do it. And I love that philosophy. Don't exercise too easily. That's not my point, but pick it up easily. My exercise program is CrossFit, and I'm not getting paid to endorse them, but I will tell you that that is one of the most fantastic forms of exercise, no matter what your fitness level, from Olympic caliber athletes to people who are just trying to make sure they can pick up the cat food as they get home. CrossFit Reading is an amazing outfit. There's some amazing trainers there. There's a great deal of supervision over your exercise. And they're over off 273 on Progress Drive. And their phone number is 244-1348. You can check it out at CrossFitReading.com. Whatever you're doing to exercise, make sure you're taking care of your body and pushing it. Get some stretching in there, some weight training, and some good cardiovascular exercise. So with that, this is a great time to take a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last, just...
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You're listening to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce. That song is perfect for this next segue. Slow down, you move too fast. And I know I'm guilty of that sometimes. I read a study recently that said that 20 years ago, we listened to approximately 1,500 commercial messages a day. 1,500. Anyone willing to take a guess on out there? You can't tell me what your guess is, but... what the recent study showed is that we listen to over 20, or we see, we're exposed to over 20,000 commercial messages today. Our brains are on overload, and I look at when my kids want to play these video games, we try to minimize that. But all these things, our brains are on overload. We need time to shut down our brains and rest and relax. Everybody do this with me for just a moment right now. I want you to just take a deep breath that goes from your toes all the way up to your head. So few of us do that in a day. It's interesting because that segues into my sleep. The number five most important thing that we're missing in our healthcare system today, or our health, taking care of our bodies, is a lack of rest. We need at least, most of us need at least 7 hours of rest. That's really a minimum. When we sleep at night, it's amazing that God designed that as a time for us to just shut down our crazy brains sometimes. And I'm as guilty of that, of the crazy brain thing, as anybody. But studies show that it takes about 90% of our healing takes place while we're sleeping. Healing and regeneration, and from the foods we eat, we make new tissues, and that's an amazing process. That's a time-honored process. Let's respect that with at least 7 hours of sleep. Now, I'm going to give you one tip on sleep. One thing that's super, super important is make sure that your room is pitch black. For many generations before us, we had pitch black rooms because nobody had lights on at night. It was all candles and we blew out the candles. Nobody does that anymore. We have our iPods on and our cell phones and our alarm in our room and our clock radios and all these other things. That light decreases the restfulness of your sleep. There was a study done where the melatonin is a very important chemical that we release during sleep. So the medical doctors say, well, just take more melatonin. Well, I don't really think we should interfere with the processes except in emergency situations with that. But I will say this, shut down the lights in your room. They found that they shone a light, but that word doesn't sound very good, even though that's right. They shone a light on the back of the knee, a tiny little LED light on the back of the knee of many participants, have found that 100% of those participants who had a light shine on the back of their knee had decreased melatonin production that helps us restore our bodies at night. Keep all those lights off. Think cave when you think lighting in your bedroom at night. Those of you who have trouble sleeping, say, I couldn't possibly sleep 7 hours a night. The things that we covered previously with the nutrition, proper diet, proper exercise, something to cool your brain off at night. Those are super important. One rule that my wife and I have is that we don't look at our laptops at night in bed. It's tempting to go look at what happened on Yahoo and all these other exciting things, all the good news that we see on Yahoo. It's not all good news, is it? That we see all these things that we want to flood our brain with at night. Don't flood your brain with that stuff. Personally, I'd rather read the Bible at night. That way I know what both sides are up to. I know what God's been up to and see what he can be up to in my life and in yours. So we try to read that to get peacefulness at night before we go to sleep. So the number six is the number six in the most dangerous trends in health today. One thing that I've noticed over the years, again, the thousands of patients that I've served, is that there's an increasing trend toward believing that how we feel determines how healthy we are. Now, let me give you some examples. Most people say, when I've given lectures to hundreds of groups across the, literally across the country, I teach chiropractors how to correct spines, and we all know this, but it seems that the general public doesn't seem to know this. When I ask, how do you know if you're healthy? I hear one most common response. Well, one of two. The most common by far is, well, you feel good. And that's a very common one. The second most common one is, well, you look good. And although those are can be super important, who doesn't want to feel good? I want to tell you why thinking that how good you feel is how healthy you actually are is probably the most dangerous thought in people's brains today. And here's why. Every one of us has heard the story of the 50-year-old man, quote-unquote, perfectly healthy, who's never been sick a day in his life and never been to a doctor of any kind a day in his life and suddenly drops dead of a heart attack. Everyone on this listening to this has heard of a story like that or knows someone personally has heard of a story like that, and it's tragic. What they usually say is the day before they die of a heart attack is, I feel fantastic, or they feel fine, or they feel normal, or maybe even a little bit tired, but they don't think tomorrow they're dying of a heart attack. But the amazing thing is that the New England Journal of Medicine published a study 9 years back that said that 60% of teenagers in America have the beginnings of heart disease in their bodies right now. 60%. In an average of 20 or 30 years of buildup of that heart disease before they ever have any symptoms of it. So they feel, quote unquote, fine during that process. But is it possible to die of a heart attack and being perfectly healthy? Of course, that's impossible. So the amazing thing is that we simply can't say that I'm healthy if I feel good. We need to have some way of knowing how well our organs are actually functioning in our body. The second thing, again, that we mentioned is how we look. Many of you may know this. There's a story of one of these famous supermodels that they pay her hundreds of thousands of dollars to take pictures of her as she walks along a beach in Tahiti every single day. Well, she went to a certain pose where she felt the inside portion of her left breast and felt a little lump in there and didn't think anything of it because she looks perfect and looks so healthy. Well, she went back to her doctor in Beverly Hills, and they biopsied this lump and found that it was stage 4 cancer, and it had metastasized, or that means spread to other parts of her body, including to her lungs. She was dead from breast and lung cancer within a matter of weeks. So you cannot judge your health by how you feel. You cannot judge your health by how you look at all, but simply you've got to judge it by how you're actually functioning. And we're going to get into how we know that in a little bit. But one last story that's kind of the opposite, if you'll allow me, and frankly, I have no choice because it's my radio show. But one other thing is that is, let's say that we're at a church social and I show up four hours late to this church social, and that's one of these 115-degree Redding days, which we're nowhere near now, are we? But I show up 4 hours late, and there's a big vat of potato salad on the desk there, and we're outside, and I don't think much of it. I don't eat potato salad, as you may have gathered from a few minutes ago. But let's say I decide I'm going to eat some, and I take four scoops of that. It's been outside in the Redding heat for 4 hours. I don't think anything of it. But real egg and real mayonnaise in there, hint, hint, maybe a little staphylococcus and streptococcus in there, and I eat that. 20 minutes later, I feel sick as a dog. I'm over projectile vomiting in the corner. Good thing it's outside. And all of you walk by, some of you know me, and say, Dr. Todd, you look sick as a dog. But let me ask you this very important question. If I get poison in my body, that's something called septicemia. If my body absorbs that, I'm going to have that infectious agent in my body. I could get sick or even die from that. And I feel lousy and I look lousy. But how many of you think that it's a bad thing for me to throw up or vomit when I have that poison in my body? It's a good thing. So we cannot judge our health by how we feel or how we look, but we must judge it by how we function. It's another good time to take a break. We're on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the...
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back.
October 5th, 6th, and 7th, Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Grounding Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tub Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tub Truck Challenge. Plus the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Downtown, right in front of the courthouse, Thursday night, October 4th, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. Thursday night, October 4th, in front of the courthouse, downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just
welcome back to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You're listening to Dr. Todd Royce with the seven most dangerous trends in healthcare that everyone is facing and how to avoid them. So the seventh trend that is the most dangerous is one that is probably the least well known, but that's why I'm here to sit here and talk to you about it. And it's an interesting thing that there was a study recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine also that said that there are 420 million visits to alternative care practitioners versus only 350 million to standard MDs, to medical practitioners. That has the AMA all up in arms, and I'm not against anything medical at all, but I tell you, I'm for people getting healthy and measuring their health. And so what we want to look back to, we've really slipped away from what God made us to be in terms of our health. And it's a fascinating thing that he made you, he endowed you to be very healthy and to be abundant, and yet many of us are living so far from that. So we need to take a step back and look at what creates life, what creates health in the body. So I'm going to take you back to before you were you, before you were even born, and right after you were conceived. 9 weeks after you were born, you formed your first organ in your body. And when I ask audiences what the first organ in the body formed was, almost everyone says the heart. But interestingly, it's not the heart, it's the brain and the spinal cord. The brain and the spinal cord would literally generate life in the body and generate life to create the heart and the lungs and the immune system and the digestive system and every other cell, tissue, and organ in the body are created and regenerated and controlled by life flowing from the brain down through the nervous system and out through, of course, the spine of the body. Which is why I'm a chiropractor, which we're not getting into chiropractic yet. At the very end, we will. But God put that life and an incredible healing power in the brain and the spinal cord. That life has to flow through into your heart and your lungs and your immune system to control all of them. So what do I mean by control them? Well, most, as an example, the endocrine system, your system that creates your hormones, most modern authors are calling that the neuroendocrine system, because the nervous system controls and dictates all of your hormones, from your insulin that we talked about earlier, to your glucagon that relates to that, to every hormone, every chemical mediator of communication in your body is totally controlled by the function of the nervous system. What we want to do in any healthcare discipline is measure how much life is being transmitted through that nervous system and into the organs. There are a couple ways to figure that out. One is a set of x-rays through the spine. There's a very normal position of the spine due to gravity. Since gravity isn't absolute, there's a very normal position of the spine. There are three curves that are normal and natural that are your shock absorbers and allow that spinal cord to be at rest and to have no pressure or tension on it from the side view. From the front view, it should be straight up and down. Ask your chiropractor, if you have one, to take pictures of you. I believe they should take pictures to know what's happening on the inside. You need to know what the condition of your spine is because Hippocrates said, look well to the spine for the cause of disease, because it can certainly, I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of technical terms today, but I want to give you one new term, and that term is vertebral subluxation. A subluxation is where a bone in the spine has misaligned. That misaligned bone puts pressure or irritation or even pinches a nerve coming out of your body, and it causes an irritation to whatever organ or cell or tissue is fed by that nerve. So when I say what's the first sign of a pinched nerve, everyone says pain. But you remember the last danger sign was that we can't judge our health by whether we're in pain or how we feel. So it's critical to know what the nerve system, what the nerve supply to your heart looks like. In fact, I see a lot of children in my practice. In fact, 40% of my practice is children. And I say to my parents all the time, probably the most important question you could ask in raising your children is, what does the nerve supply to your child's heart look like? I certainly know that about my children, and I want the world to know that about their children, because sometimes in birth trauma or in falls learning to walk, I mean, our children learn fall enough in a day learning to walk to hospitalize you and me, yet we get their eyes checked, their ears checked, their weight checked, all these other things checked. But we don't have our family chiropractor check them for vertebral subluxations, and that is absolutely essential. And the main reason that I'm here talking to you today, taking time out from my family, because I care about you, because I want the people of our community to be healthy. And with an unhealthy spine, it is impossible to be perfectly healthy. So how do we check for vertebral subluxations, these deadly misalignments in the spine? We check for them by, number one, x-ray. By number two, we call it the subluxation station. It is a digital spinal checkup. It checks the surface EMG, which measures muscle tension around the spine. It measures for thermal asymmetries around the spine, because the nervous system can affect blood flow adversely or positively to either side of the spine. We check through that. We have something called a pulse wave, which measures your heart rate variability. Subluxations can massively alter your heart function, and this actually measures that. So what we're doing in my office is we check people for that, and if they need to, we design a program to get their spines as normal as possible. And how we do that is with chiropractic adjustments. We adjust the spine to move it back into place, and in my office, we do very specific spinal rehabilitation. So we use different weights, different exercises. It's almost like braces on the teeth, where what we're doing is we figure out how close the spine is to ideal, and we get it as close to ideal as possible. Now, one saying that we have in my office is, it's better to raise healthy children than try to fix sick adults. So that's why we see so many children in there, and really, it's a lot easier to help children than it is adults sometimes, because they haven't grown with a crooked spine. We say also, as the twig bends, so grows the tree. So we do want to check as many children as possible. So if you've never been checked by a chiropractor, gosh, ask your friends who's a good chiropractor. I would be more than happy to take care of you. Again, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I'm downtown. I'll give you my contact information in a bit. But the most important thing is that you just get checked for subluxation. And the most important way to know that is with an x-ray. We're doing a special in my office right now. You may have seen this in the Christian Quarterly. We've also been in Enjoy Magazine, my picture with my family and my dog on there. We have an amazing life and an amazing family. But if you want your family checked by a chiropractor, by me, we're doing a $27 special. That includes a complete consultation, complete examination, neurological and digital, with the computerized scans, complete set of x-rays if necessary, and a next-day report of findings. Normally that's between $200 and $350, depending on how many x-rays you need. We're doing all that for just $27. So if you'd like to call us, feel free to call me at 243-0889 for that special. I thank you for listening to me today. This has been KNCR 1460. You've been listening to Positively Healthy. You're on the home of Free Fire Media. Thank you.
Sweet. slow down.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. Stay tuned for Nancy Sutton Pearson's Conscious Living Show right here on KCNR. Looking for fun.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. After President Obama's appearance today in Las Vegas, both he and Mitt Romney will be with their respective campaign teams and leaving it to their running mates to do most of the talking until Wednesday's debate in Denver. Responding to claims that the Obama administration has run up a huge deficit, Vice President Biden remembers his first week in office.
We were sitting in the Oval Office, and Larry Summers, the chief economic advisor and the economic team came in and said, Mr. President, looking at this year's budget, you are going to have a $1 trillion deficit. He said, I haven't done anything yet.
Biden today in Fort Myers, Florida. Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan speaks this evening in Columbus, Ohio. A Republican call for the resignation of America's United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice for not quickly labeling this month's attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya as an act of terrorism.
Either Ambassador Rice was deliberately misleading the American people, or she showed and demonstrated such a lack of